It's called protein degradation. And if you're a bad protein in a cancer cell, you'd better get your affairs in order. Because now, thanks to Dana-Farber's foundational work, protein degradation can target cancer-causing proteins and destroy them, right inside the cell. This take-no-prisoners approach is making a difference in multiple myeloma and other blood cancers, and is how Dana-Farber is working to treat previously untreatable cancers. Learn more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Does volatility have the IPO market feeling antisocial?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, in for Steve Chiatakis. Before the stock market went berserk, the news was all about social media. Remember that? Groupon, Facebook, Twitter, and when they would make an initial public offering, or IPO, and start selling shares of stock. Investors were salivating. Oh, how times have changed. Max Wolf joins me now. He's chief economist with Greencrest Capital, and he's been tracking the IPO market. Good morning, Max.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
This was supposed to be a big blockbuster summer for tech IPOs. There was LinkedIn, of course. We heard about possibilities of Groupon and Twitter and Facebook. Some were even saying that we were in a new tech bubble. What happened?
So what happened is that not quite best and brightest of the breed, but the ones who got to the market first have gotten beat up with the general tumult in the market. So we do still see the excitement on the biggest and best of the social media breed, but they haven't made it to the market yet, and the market that they're looking toward making it to is certainly a tumultuous place with unusual volatility and a lot of downside swoons going on a weekly basis.
I read that there were supposed to be more than a dozen tech IPOs this summer, and now there are apparently only going to be four this month, which will make it a very sluggish month for IPOs. Why are other tech companies pulling out? I mean, is it the volatility?
I think there's the volatility and also the investor sentiment. Everybody's fearful when they see markets swinging by 500 points and mostly to the downside. And this kind of market scares away everyone, good, bad, and ugly, because it just doesn't look like the kind of place where you want to schedule your IPO. It's a little bit like launching your new boat in a hurricane.
Well, what has to happen for the tech sector to get its mojo back?
We need to see some stabilization in the market. And the other thing that needs to happen is the general analyst community, the investor community, needs to be able to tell the difference between companies that are in the same space. In other words, the social media space has wildly profitable, incredibly exciting companies with whole new business models who are inventing their own sectors of the economy, and it has other companies doing moderately interesting things who've decided to call themselves social media companies because it's hot right now. And it's a little bit dangerous to lump them all into the same folder because you risk the sort of proverbial baby going out with the bathwater.
Max Wolf is chief economist with Greencrest Capital. Max, thank you for talking with us.
My pleasure.
The markets are feeling blue this Wednesday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 0.1%, 9 points, to 11,167. The NASDAQ is down 0.5% to 2,433. And the S&P 500 is down less than 0.1% to 1161. Part of what's bringing the markets down this morning is a new report from the Congressional Budget Office. It estimates our budget deficit for this year will be $1.3 trillion. The CBO also predicts we'll have a tough time cutting that budget, partly because it expects unemployment will remain above 8% for years. Most of the news we've been hearing out of the housing market has been pretty dismal. But today, luxury home builder Toll Brothers reported earnings rose 54%. Jennifer Collins explains.
Analyst Jack Masenko of Susquehanna Financial says Toll Brothers has been successful selling homes that people actually want to buy.
You have older folks, baby boomers retiring, and you know they want to age in place. They don't want to be climbing upstairs.
So in Florida, for example, Toll's built homes with master suites on the first floor. Citigroup analyst Josh Levin says for the urbanite,
Toll's actually really started to expand in New York City and the New York environments by going to apartment buildings, building skyscrapers. That's been their hottest market in the country for the past year.
Levin says Toll Brothers has had a leg up because luxury properties don't compete with homes in the low end of the market, which has been hobbled by foreclosures. Still, the company's only selling about a quarter of the homes it sold during the bubble. Megan McGrath is an analyst with investment consultants MKM Partners.
They have to hustle to sell their homes. This is a very, very, very tough market.
She says luxury buyers tend to have more of their wealth in the stock market. So when the market is volatile, like right now, the wealthy may be more hesitant to buy. The average price of a Toll Brothers home has dropped around 20% since 2006. Morris Davis, a real estate professor at the University of Wisconsin, doesn't expect these prices to stay low forever. Historically low interest rates are bound to lure in more buyers.
The housing market will recover because it has to. There's population growth and people will need homes.
And he says the first sign of life seems to be in luxury. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Constellation, supporting customer choice and clean, efficient energy sources and technologies, working with customers nationwide to create a sustainable energy future. Constellation.com. And by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S., AllianzUSA.com. Marketplace Innovation Reporting is supported by the 2011 Jaguar XJ. Learn more at a local dealer or at JaguarUSA.com.
Hulu goes up for sale today. That's the website where you can watch TV shows on demand. Current owners include News Corp and Disney. And though Hulu is popular, it could be tough to find a buyer, as Jeff Tyler explains.
Hulu has a strong brand name. It carries a lot more TV shows than rival YouTube. And it has another thing going for it.
The new Stella Artois Charlie Scan.
You really can't fast forward through the commercials for Hulu.
Analyst Rob Enderle follows the tech industry. He says Yahoo or Microsoft could be interested buyers, but Enderle says Hulu's main problem is that it doesn't own the shows it broadcasts.
The difficulty is determining what the value is since they don't own the content or really control it that much.
News Corp and Disney figure they can cut out the middleman and show their TV shows on their own websites.
The folks that own the content seem to want to go directly to the consumer and capture all the revenue for it.
If Hulu can't find a media company to buy it, Enderle says it may need to evolve into its own network, perhaps creating programs just for the internet. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
And finally, Mongolia's Olympic athletes have a sponsor. Rio Tinto, one of the world's biggest mining companies. It's helping to send Mongolia's 30 Olympians to the London Games. Mongolia is very rich in minerals and a huge battleground for mining companies. Coincidence? I don't know. I'm Stacey Vanek Smith, and this is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
Oil extraction's a tough gig, so oil companies are shelling out big money for qualified people. Petroleum engineering degree, anyone?
Coming out as a female PhD from America, I can probably get at least six figures when I start, which seems ridiculous because I've had no actual work experience.
I'm Bob Moon. New oil technology at a high price. Next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.